You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast. From the bus leagues to the big leagues, the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast has got you covered. Here's Jeff and John.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast. This is episode number 2 of Live After 5. It's a Q&A, Texas Ranger Q&A. And what I thought, guys, is that I would come on here and try to first put out my prediction for the final roster is. It's a little brave to do that, not knowing what's going to happen in the next 2 days. I'm going on the assumption that Josh Young and Corey Seager are going to be ready to go. Now, we are live on YouTube right now. If you go to our YouTube channel, you can hit the subscribe button for you guys that are there. We're also live on a Facebook group right now, the Texas Ranger Fan Club, who has got us live on there right now also. You are able to ask questions. Jeff Wilson may be joining us here in a little bit, so feel free to ask some questions. You can just post them there, and they should pop up. We did this a week ago while we were in Arizona. It was pretty neat how it worked. But first, we're going to go on the roster predictions that I have. While we get more and more people here, I want to get on my roster predictions and do my final roster predictions. Let me just tell you where we're at right now. So, a full roster is 26. They did go to a 26-man roster. Normally, you have a 5-man starting rotation. I'm going with a 6-man starting rotation, and I'll tell you why. So here it is right now. I've got Nathan Eovaldi. I've got Andrew Heaney, John Gray. I put Heaney second because I do think the Rangers might start a left-hander second, because after that, I think they're going to Tampa Bay after that, and Tampa's pretty hard on left-handers. And then you've got John Gray, you've got Dane Dunning, and then you've got Michael Lorenzen and Cody Bradford. Now, Michael Lorenzen is supposed to be ready to go by opening day. The problem, and he's not going to be the top of the rotation. If he is ready to go, whether they stick him on that opening day roster or not, I'm assuming they will, because if not, you've got to do something with him. You've got to option him, put him on an IL, make it 10 days, whatever. But if he's ready to go, they'll stick him on there. But I'm going to say Cody Bradford, too, because Chris Young did say that Cody Bradford would get a start at the first of the year. He's obviously earned that fifth spot, but they have told Michael Lorenzen that, yes, he will be the starter on this team. Next, you've got the bullpen. Now, the bullpen normally carries eight bullpen arms. Since I've got a 6-man rotation, we're going to have 7 going into the bullpen. Obviously, I've got Jose Leclerc and Josh Sport, which I think everybody can basically agree with. David Robertson and Kirby Yates were pretty much a given. They were going to go. We got Brock Burke, the only one left-hander out there. Mark Church, I'm really feeling like Mark Church, who was probably one of the best arms in spring training. I think Mark Church is going to end up being, hey, look who's joining me, guys. Jeff, you got away for a minute, it looks like. We'll give him a second to get set up. He's got to get his microphone going and all of that. Hey, chime in, Jeff, and get it when you're talking, and we'll go there. I went with Mark Church. And I also went with Jake Latz. You can't, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Jeff? Sorry, guys. Jeff didn't know if he's going to be able to join us. So usually we get these little bugs worked out ahead of time. He'll get his computer working there in just a second and we'll get going. Now, there's one guy that could throw a wrench in this entire thing, and that guy for me would be Jose Urena, who came here to be a starter and may not make this team, as obviously he's not going to make the rotation. But with Jose Urena not making the starting rotation, he could go to the bullpen or he can't opt out. I don't know. He's not on a deal. He would have to be added to the 40-man. If not, Jake Latz is the second left-handed arm, I think, makes the team with Mark Church. We'll go to catchers on my final. Jeff, you having problems there? I can't hear you. Can you hear me? Nod your head, yes? You can hear me. Remember, you had to click it off, click it back on, and hit your volume on it. He's figuring it out, guys. Glad Jeff's getting to come in. Just pop in when you get it. We'll keep. Catchers, of course, two that I've got are Jonah Heim and Andrew Kisner. I don't think there was any, I guess some people thought, of, oh, wait, you're on mute, Jeff. It says unmute your mic. Okay. I cannot hear you. All right, he'll come back in. Let's go to the infield. Here's a big one, guys. Infield, Justin Foscue, Marcus Semien. I've got Justin Foscue as the first baseman. Marcus Semien, Josh Jung, Corey Seager. I'm on the assumption that both of them will be ready for opening day. Josh Smith, Ezekiel Duran. Now, Justin Foscue, I think a lot of people have asked about Jared Walsh, whether or not he would make the team to maybe do a platoon over at first base. I don't have that happening. Right there, I think you got Justin Foscue. I think Ezekiel Duran, who also bats right-handed, could play first base. You've got two guys there. If you're going to platoon them, I mean, if you know, I don't think they're going to platoon them. I think they're going to hit one of them that's going to be going good in that situation. But I don't think that they'll do that. On the outfield, that's going to leave five on the outfield. I've got Evan Carter, Leody Taveras, Adolis Garcia, Travis Jankowski, and, of course, the guy that we saw made the team yesterday, Wyatt Langford, going to be tricky. Hey, I just heard you.
Oh, good.
I can hear him. There he is. Jeff Wilson joined. Hey, thanks for jumping in, Jeff. I know you've got a busy time right there. Did you see my – here we go. Here's my starting pitching. I've got six. I've got Lorenzen. Let me ask you this. This is a good question to ask. If Lorenzen isn't on the opening day roster, they have to put him on an IL or something, right? Or they just don't add him until they need him.
I think they can technically. I think they can put him on the injured list. I don't know. It's a formality. Whatever they do with him.
Well, I went with six because I know Bradford is going to get a start, which gave me a 7-man bullpen and not an 8-man. I went with Mark Church and Jake Latz. Jose Urena is my wild card in all of this. He's not going to make the rotation. He does have an opt out, like you talked about. He's had a great spring. So I'm guessing if he comes in, that's going to be Church for either Jake Latz or Mark Church is what I'm thinking.
I think he's going to make the team.
You think Urena is?
Urena. I think Urena makes the team.
Urena. Okay. So that would, for me, that's probably going to leave out Jake Latz call. But I'm going with my call. We're going to see what happens in the next 2 days. The two catchers, you knew who my catchers were. That's it.
Yeah, everybody's catchers, yeah.
Right. Okay. I did not go with Jared Walsh. I know he's still, right now, they've still got him in camp. I went with Foscue and I went with Duran. They're going to play first base, or one of them may just seize it and play it. If you want to make a more left-handed lineup, Jankowski can join in the outfield and you could move one of the right-handed bats out of there or something like that. Or you could DH Jankowski also if you want to do that. That's the way I feel. I know you talked about a platoon over there. Walsh has struggled the last week or so, a couple weeks, back to kind of the old Jared Walsh. I don't know. You're going to do a – are you doing a final one?
Probably not. Okay. I think at this point that if I think that Walsh and Duran are going to be the platoon at first base.
That leaves easy for Justin. He's on the 40, hasn't been in the big leagues yet. He'll just start out in AAA.
Yeah.
Outfield was, I think everyone's got the same outfield. We got Carter, Tavares, Garcia, Jankowski, Wyatt Langford. Now, guys, I'm going to go over to the comments. We got a lot of them here. I'm going to weed through them as we go. Jeff, thanks for stopping on. What has it been like this weekend? I guess your family has run you crazy.
Well, I didn't get back till last night. It was, I don't know, 10:30 when I got home. The kids were still awake. Henry had a game this morning in Melissa, Texas. And then,
oh, wow. You're up by me.
I was way past you, John. Shit.
Yeah.
He had a flag football game this afternoon. So we've been running around doing all kinds of stuff. And, I was only gone a week this time, but they were still pretty happy to see me. And I'll tell you this, when we got back from Henry's baseball game, we went to lunch with some of the teammates, and then we came home, and there was this old dog in our neighbor's yard just laying on the grass. And we thought maybe they got a new dog. But somebody had dumped a dog in our neighborhood. And if I find the motherfucker who did it, pardon my language, I'm going to dump him. All right. This dog is in terrible shape, thin, sores all over him, ticks. Animal control came. That's not good news. But
oh, man,
I'm going to find the people who did this. And they're
going to have a collar.
Oh, no, no. I mean, it was a pure dump. But if this person ever shows up, if somehow I can uncover this, I'm burning this person's house down. I can't stand it.
You know, you put doggy videos every day. You put doggy videos on there all the time. So there's no doubt the love we have for the dogs. And I'm sorry. That's crappy.
We already have three dogs, but this poor guy, he's just in bad shape. And, if someone can get him to we looked at the some of the adoption agencies online, and they're all over capacity, and he wasn't very strong. He was able to get into a crate, and if animal control hadn't been able to come, then it would have been he'd probably be in our garage still, but just. Man.
Yeah.
Anyway, kind of. So that took up a chunk of our day. So we've just been busy.
Boy. Having fun. All right. We got one question. We're going to pop in real quick. Indy Flea, wouldn't it make more sense to option the optional guys first and keep Urania? How do you say it?
Urania.
Urania or Castilla or Tinoco. I mean, that's three 40-man spots right there, guys. So you probably got two available in Scherzer and Mally. But that means you're going to have to DFA somebody. I get what they're saying. Yes, of course. If you've got arms that you're just not positive about yet, maybe you keep them on there to start the season. But I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know that. Tinoco was really good to start the spring and then fizzled. Castillo got lit up the other day at Cleveland, or didn't pitch well, I guess. He didn't give up the grand slam, but the three runners on base were his. I don't know that they're I'm sure they're serious options, but Urania is the one. You know, Chris Young said the other day that the roster is going to be about preserving depth, and so that automatically means Urania. I mean, this was after they signed Lorenzen, and he said this,
right?
So I think that's why I think he makes the team.
Okay. Well, then that's Lats. I think that probably pushes Lats out.
They're okay with relievers. I mean, I think that they've got enough arms and enough guys who are going to go to AAA. And then once Lorenzo is ready, Bradford's going to go to the bullpen. So there's relief depth, I think. But Urania needs to be on the team. Now he could exercise his out. He might have a better option. There are teams that are struggling with injuries in the rotation.
Sure, they're looking for starting pitching too, and he did look good. He
conceivably could find a better deal somewhere where he's going to be a major league starter. But if you look at the Rangers' pitching staff and their history for injuries, there's a likelihood that Urania is going to pitch this year. So, but you're right about the 40 man, because they've had to add Lorenzen, they added Barrero, so they've already moved two guys to the 60.
Right.
So they've got.
Have they added Lorenzen already?
Yeah, he's on the. Yeah, they DFA'd. They didn't DFA. They transferred DeGrom to the 60.
Okay.
So
at least Scherzer and Malley, who they can move to the 60.
Right. And if Scherzer's going to be ready in late May, they may not want to do that. So
can they not do a retro to spring training, or does it have to start?
I mean, it's like 3 days. A 60 day, you got to serve 60. There's no
right.
So that would leave if they need, they're going to, if they add Urania and they add Walsh, and they're adding Langford, that's three spots, and you only got two 60-day candidates, and you might only have one.
Right.
So I think that puts Barrero in trouble. You know, he came here and wasn't very good, hasn't been very good. He looks great. He looks like a damn stud.
Oh my gosh, he is amazing. He's got a physique, and no wonder he's with such a highly talented prospect coming out of that organization. I don't see it. Okay, Greg wants to know, do you anticipate a lot of fluidity between the fifth starter and the long man after signing Lorenzen? Kind of a give the hot hand the start to give us a better chance to win, but also limit the innings?
The Rangers play Thursday, they're off. Then they play five straight, and then they're off. And then they play 17 straight. So at some point in that stretch, they're going to need a sixth starter. You know, the guys aren't fully built up yet, and it would be very nice to be able to throw somebody in there. So maybe that if Lorenzen is ready, let's say Cody Bradford's going to make one start. Chris Young already said that. So if that's the case, then Lorenzen starts the next time through to begin that 17 in a row. At some point, Bradford's going to have to pitch. And if Lorenzen's not fully stretched out and they're going to piggyback those two, then that would put an onus on Urania, you know, to start or whatever. But I think that the Rangers, with Leclerc, Spores, Robertson, and Yates, kind of one inning guys, the other four are going to have to cover multiple innings.
Yeah, at least a couple innings, if not more.
That's like a prerequisite for the job. And Church can do it. Lats can do it. Burke, who we think is on the team, can do it. And then, obviously, Urania, Bradford, you know, those guys can do it.
Can you guys – okay, so Russell Budai, I hope I say that right. Can you talk about Leiter? Reports say he's looking better. Did y'all get eyes on him? We did, Jeff, more than me. But, yes, he looked better. Jeff, you saw him more than I did.
Yeah.
I saw him once. He looked great.
I think the main thing is his delivery is a lot, like, he's more in control. If you guys saw him in Frisco, you know, when he would go toward the plate from the top of his windup, it's like he was jumping toward home plate almost. That's been really smoothed out, and I think that's helping him. But he was throwing a lot. You know, I am not a scout. I freely admit that. I know a fastball from a slider or a curveball, but I don't know when Jack Leiter is throwing his fastball at 98 and the next one comes in at 88. I assume it's a changeup, but he doesn't really have a changeup, so I don't know if it's a cutter or what it is. But he was throwing pitches at a bunch of different speeds the other day. I thought he was throwing five pitches in his first outing. I didn't get a chance to talk to him Friday after he started. But he had a great spring. I really did. Yeah. And
he's not on the 40 man. He's going to go to AAA, but good Lord.
He's really polished. Jack is really polished. He knows what to say. And he's said a lot of the right things the last couple of years. And he's saying the right things now. But they're also matching the performance. And they sound a little bit different. They sound like he's been through something. So I believe that what we saw in spring training is an improved Jack Leiter, and that it's better, that it's going to be better going forward.
Only reason I took this question here is because the guy who asked it, Tanner Bogart, is actually my oldest son's age and his buddy, and I used to coach him for years, and now he's jumping on here from college up in Arkansas to ask this question because he's not around. No, don't be fooled. He's a pain in the ass, and his mom and dad know that too. Tanner, don't know where Monty's going to end up. I don't. He's obviously not going to end up here, especially with the signing of Lorenzen. But it's right. He's a big Ranger fan, by the way. So it sounds like he's not coming back. He's not coming back. It would, well, never say never, but it certainly doesn't look like he's coming back.
I think we can say a million to one.
Yeah, a million to one. Tanner, you better be making your grades, buddy. It's good to see you.
Yeah, I think he's going to end up maybe at the Yankees, Cardinals, Giants. That seems to
be the big name.
The Angels keep popping up, but they're just, I don't see it.
You know, there's the Boris thing happening too, where he is saying there's two long-term deals on the table that aren't really true, but that's Boris telling us they're true. So, I think Monty really wanted a long-term deal and was kind of waiting for that to come out. And then it's going to look like now when he settles for the short-term deal, he wanted to win. Right. And so he went to the team to win. That's the way they're going to spin.
They can spin it, but
yeah, we know. Yeah. Okay, Tasty Brisket. We know Tasty Brisket. Hi, guys. Why are the Rangers committed to Jared Walsh? Rangers have about six guys capable of playing first base. Are they hoping for lightning in a bottle? Been there, done it, left-handed. And let's be honest, Nathaniel Lowe's hurt. I mean, he wouldn't even be in the picture if there wasn't an injury.
I think when you look at Foscue and Krim, who we both love, I would rank them defensively, Walsh, Krim, Foscue. You know, this is just, Foscue is just learning the position, but he's on the 40-man roster. I think they're committed to Walsh for a little while. I think that, you know, he got his neurological issues straightened out that were causing his problems. I haven't written the story yet. I have it in my tape recorder, but, you know, they don't know why he had insomnia. That was basically what was the deal was. Never had a concussion, nothing like that. You know, there was a thought that it was related to COVID because he said he's had COVID three times. But it's kind of a diet thing. I think he's cut out, like he's kind of gone gluten free. And you know, the last couple weeks, I guess, weren't good, but I saw him hit a couple home runs. You know, I mean, And he is the best of the group at first base. I think it's a short term thing, you know. Now maybe he figures out a way to stay on the roster once Nathaniel.
I don't Lowe is see healthy. Him being a Jankowski,
but I don't know. You know, I mean, look, this guy was an all-star not that long ago. You know, 29 homers in one season.
He played the home run game with me when he was an Angel.
Yeah,
and he was released a couple weeks later.
The point is he's not bad and you know they've seen some good stuff from him this spring, and again I think if Nathaniel Lowe were healthy he wouldn't be on the team, so I think it's temporary, and it's cheap. That's another thing, it's cheap.
Guys, someone said that they can't hear Jeff's voice on Facebook. I hope that's fixed. There's only one guy that said it. I'm hearing you're loud and clear. I mean, I'm hearing you loud and clear, guys. On Facebook, if you're not hearing it. All right. So, here's a good one real quick. Have we heard anything from Green, Shrev, or Duffy? I know that they were told they weren't making the roster.
Green and Shrev were told they aren't making the roster. Duffy, according to John Heyman, Rangers Today subscriber John Heyman, apparently has opted out of his minor league deal, which is not remotely surprising.
We got somebody saying they can't hear you on Facebook, so we're fine.
Oh, thank you, Facebook. Green and Shreve were told that it's at least, well, Chris Young told us on Friday, so they've known at least a little while.
So Duffy did. I was pulling for Duffy. Duffy and I really kind of hit it off. And
you're talking about Matt. I was talking about Danny. I don't know about Danny Duffy. Matt Duffy, the infielder, has opted out.
Yeah. I saw he opted out today. Yeah.
Danny Duffy, the pitcher. We're awaiting word. I think they all traveled with the Rangers to Arlington. So,
okay. Danny may take a, if he's still trying to stretch out and try to do something in the starter, he's not a bad guy to have. If he would go to AAA, take the assignment, work his innings. And you know what? They'd have so long to bring him up and he'd probably have a second out where he could come out if someone didn't need him right now.
Yeah, probably. You know, he's what, 37 now, you know,
35,
whatever the, the stuff, the off speed, the changeup in the slot and the slider are still really good. Fastball is 92 instead of 97, like it used to be. So it's not great, but he fights, he competes, super guy, kind of guy you want on your team. Like, you know, like if this was 2021, 2022, right. Hell yes, he's on the team. Maybe even the start last year, he's on the team. But things have changed rather suddenly. And it's a shame because we like him so much. But again, we'll see.
Who are some of the bus league guys that stood out for you during the visit to Arizona? I can start this one out for me. One of the guys that really stood out, who I really think had an excellent spring, who may jump up some this year, was Cam Colley as a bat. As a pitcher, of course, everyone knows that I fell in love with what's his name?
fell in love with what's his name?
Yeah.
Isaac Tiger.
With Tiger. What's his first name? I can't.
Isaac.
Isaac Tiger. That kid. Guys, I can't make you understand enough. I hear the pop going on behind me, and I'm like, what in the world was that? I turn around, I head over there, and this guy struck out two guys, and I mean, hitting 99 on the thing. It was pretty impressive to see. And then I was there, and Chris Young was there. So I asked Chris about him, and Chris was like, yeah, we love him. He called him a California kid. You call him an Oklahoma kid. I think he was
from Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think so. All right, Jeff, what about you?
I second your Cam Colley. he's made some changes in his swing. So that's trying, you know, I'm trying to be more consistent. That was pretty good stuff. I know Davis Wenzel was in major league camp right up in, you know, to the last week, but he had a really good spring. Skylar Hales, the fourth round pick last year. He's a guy who's hitting 100 miles per hour, pitched in college at Santa Clara. I think he's going to start at Hickory. I think the other guys are going to start it down east, but I think he's got enough polish on him that he'll start at Hickory. I think Colley will start at Hickory. I think Walcott could be Hickory, might be down east, but the rosters are supposed to come out. I think the break camp rosters, as they call them, are supposed to come out Tuesday or Wednesday. So be on the lookout for those. They may not be the complete rosters because it's Tuesday. There's going to be some guys who are still in Arlington who technically still be under consideration, but
Round Rock starts Friday, right?
Yeah, Round Rock starts Friday, so
right. So they do that. Jeremy, you have something to add?
No, I'm done.
Jeremy Swain, hey guys, just want to tell you I love your podcast. Been listening since early on. We really appreciate that. Do you think Foscue has a chance to be really good? Who would you comp him with? Short answer, yes. And the Rangers love him. Do they?
They do. They do. I was thinking about this the other day. You know who would he compare to? And the name that popped into my head was Andrew Vaughn with the White Sox. I know he was taken third overall in the draft in the Spencer Torkelson year. I don't know. I think the defensive limitations are an issue with Foscue. I think he kind of knows that though. But he's just a really good hitter. And you know, if they can find a spot for him, if he hits, they'll find a spot for him. Once Nate Lowe is healthy, they're going to try to give him more days off this year. Right. Maybe that leads to some time for Foscue. If a player, a right-handed hitter, is injured and they need a right-handed bat, I think it's Foscue, the first guy who would come up.
Play second base and third base too.
And faintly there, he has a faint chance to make the roster. If Corey's, my son just shot a basket on our mini hoop here. If
well, Corey, did he make it?
I just gave him the look. So, if Corey Seager has to DH to start the season, Ezekiel Duran is going to have to play shortstop. They're going to need somebody to platoon at first base. It would be Foscue, I think. But he is a good player. The Rangers really, really like him. It's just they really, really like who they've got. Now look, as Nathaniel Lowe, he's making $7.5 million this year. You know, if he has a great year, they'll want him back, obviously. But if he has another year like he did this year, or like he did last year, 17 homers, struggle at the end, 260. I don't want to say they could non-tender a guy who has won a Silver Slugger and a Gold Glove, but I don't know that they're going to want to pay him what arbitration would dictate. So there's a slight opportunity, I think, where the Rangers could have a new first baseman next season. But definitely in 26, you know, because Lowe will hit free agency. And
John LaFista, guys, if I say it wrong, just laugh at me. This is an interesting one because, Jeff, you were the first one that put this in one of your roster predictions. Is Josh Smith 100% safe for a roster spot? He is not.
Yeah, and I think it's more like 75-25 that he makes it.
Is Barrero
kind of the thing here, you know, and I might be reading too much into this, but when Chris Young the other day said our roster is going to come down to preserving depth and over spring performance, let's say, I thought of Urania and Mark Church, you know, kind of those two. March Church getting screwed over. I don't know if that's going to happen. But also Barrero is out of options. So if the Rangers really like him and want to keep him around and keep that talent, then that doesn't bode well for Josh Smith. But if Seager is on the injured list or has to DH to start the year, that doesn't bode well for Josh Smith. But I think Josh Smith is gonna narrowly make it.
Someone wanted to know our favorite international prospect, not named Walcott or Santana. For me personally, I like Emilio Teodo. That's who I'm kind of. Which his name's been mentioned, people have done it, but he also misunderstood me one day. We were walking up. It's a funny little story. So Jeff and I split up when we're at spring training. It's really great for both of us to be there. We go separate directions, get some videos for the YouTube channel, fun stuff. I'm walking back up to the clubhouse. He's walking up right next to me, and I said something like, "Hello, Emilio." He said, "Hi." I said, "Hey, we want to get you on sometime." He said, "Okay." I said, "How's your English?" You know, he doesn't speak, you know, Spanish is his native language. I said, "How's your English?" He said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Well, we could get a translator." He goes, "Okay, okay." So we're walking up. I said, we'll work on that. So we're walking up, and I cut off where the press goes, and he goes, "Hey," he yelled at me, and he looked back. He goes, "Right now?" Like he thought we were about to do it. I was like, no, we're good. We're good. First of all, another thing, we'd go to Ross Fenstermaker also and make sure that's good to go because, Ross is the head of player personnel, vice president, assistant GM, and we don't go behind their backs without letting them know we want to talk to these guys. And they always say, yeah, but, you know, they know what their English is, what it's not. And we certainly want to make sure translators there, even if they speak pretty good English, because things can get mixed up and they're very protective of these guys. And I don't blame them. Don't blame them. Totally understand. No.
I'll answer that question. I still like Anthony Gutierrez. I think he's
he looks the part.
He looks good. He looks good. Yeah, I think he learned a lot last year dealing with a wrist injury and some changes, and he's still young. And but here's an interesting one. Do we consider Abby Ortiz an international player? Because he's from Puerto Rico, and that's kind of the genesis of the relationship, but he also was a college player. So I don't know. I don't know where he came from. But Abby Ortiz looks pretty good. I saw him tattoo one the other day.
Abby hit one too.
He'll be a double. He'll start a double A.
Well, he hit one in one of the minor league games when they first started him, or it was maybe it was inter squad, and he hit one off of Mitch Bratt, and it was really funny because I happened to be there watching it and threw the ball. He tattooed it, and without even looking back, Bratt was looking at the catcher, who I think it was. Anyway, I forget off the top of my head. Anyway, he looked at him. He said, "I got to get that pitch down." He just set it out. And that's how close you are to these guys. As Abby was rounding first and starting his trot, he's like, "Yeah, I got to get that pitch down." He never even looked back, saw where it landed. It was on the field. It landed in between the little infield they have. And anyway, it was pretty good. Guys, we're going to wind this down in a little bit. Will Trevor Bauer play in the MLB this season? Odds on Ohtani is going to see disciplinary action this season. I don't think so on Bauer, although with a lot of injuries happening. Apparently, he was playing yesterday against the Yankees and was hitting 96 to 98 and looking pretty good. But maybe someone takes a chance. But there's starting to come out now. There's some other women that have made some accusations that have some proof on stuff. I don't know. What's true, what's not true, but there's a reason 30 teams didn't take that arm. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. You know, someone will get desperate. I don't know. Maybe. Somebody would have to be real desperate and like right in the hunt, and they just lose a guy. Odds Yankees on Ohtani disciplinary action, I would say this season, I would say 1 in 1 million. An investigation like that, if they're just starting it now, is going to take some time. But I would
drag it through the season.
Well, I just, you know, if you don't know what they're going to uncover. I mean, this is going to be, they got to look long and far. And also, you know, do they have to wait for the IRS to finish up with their end of it?
With their audit of it, or
does the case have to be adjudicated before MLB? Well, no, they got involved in Trevor Bauer while that whole thing was going through the legal process. But that was also Trevor Bauer, who the commissioner hated, and this is Shohei Ohtani, who everybody loves. So I'll be interested to see what Ohtani has to say tomorrow. He's going to speak to the media. Apparently, you know, there's a good chance I've already written this in the newsletter for tomorrow. There's a chance that he's just going to say, "Sorry, I can't comment on while there's an ongoing investigation," and take the easy way out. I don't think he's going to clarify truthfully. I don't think he's gonna set the story straight. Did he pay off the debt, or did the guy steal the money? You know, there's the story is it changed in 24 hours. So
hey, there's a new aspect of it. Now, I don't know if you've heard this, but there was a podcast with a handicapper on it who said, "Let me be very clear." And he is a reputable guy that's a handicapper. I don't know. I don't do betting, so I don't know it. He said, "Shohei Ohtani is a huge soccer bettor. He bets on soccer, and he's lost way more than $4.5 million. He said it's upwards of 15 to 20 million. That could be some idiot trying to stir shit up all over the place, but we don't know.
Okay. All right. Great. If he doesn't bet on baseball, he's fine. I mean, you know, look, these guys
are allowed to gamble on a casino.
They have office pools. They can go to casino. You know, they have NCAA pools. They have Daytona 500 pools. They have Masters pools. They can go and do, they can go to casinos. They do go to casinos. You know, there are casinos in Detroit. I think Baltimore has a casino now. Cleveland definitely has a casino.
Well, Vegas, you think Vegas has one?
They might. Their gambling happens. All right. It's betting on baseball.
Right.
You can't do that. So if he bet $15 million on soccer, great. But if he gave the translator, whose name is Ipe Mizuhura, gave him like, hey, if Ipe came in and said, hey, Shohei, how are you feeling today? How do you think you're going to pitch? Oh, my back hurts or my elbow is barking. I don't know that I'm going to last three innings. And, you know, then Ipe could say, oh, okay, well, I'm going to bet against you then. You know, I don't know. You know, that's kind of goes back to the whole Alabama college baseball scandal, if you guys are familiar with that one, that happened just this last season. So I don't know, you know, like Phil Mickelson, how much money does Phil Mickelson gamble, you know?
Oh.
And Michael Jordan, you know, notorious gambler. So as long as it's not on their sport, I think they're okay. But man, you got to look at it. You got to look.
Hey. Let me tell you what I used to work for a company, and we went on a sales trip to the Bahamas where the Atlantis is what it was called. Yeah. While there, they were having a celebrity golf tournament, and in the middle of Atlantis, there is a casino. And I sat at a table with Roger Clemens playing blackjack, and I had my little $5 chips, and I couldn't count what his chips were that he had next to me that he was piling up on the pile. But, we weren't playing at the same level, but we were playing at the same table.
Yeah,
and it was pretty crazy. Charles Barkley was huge.
Yeah, Charles Barkley was a big gambler.
Yeah, they had to put a velvet rope around him and Michael. They were over at this other blackjack table playing that. But it was pretty wild. I got on an elevator with Aidan Quinn. I don't know if y'all know who he is. Yeah, he was actor. In Legends of the Fall, the actor. Yeah. We just kind of went, hey. We didn't know what to say. You know, I don't know what to say. You know, if he was a hot girl, Pamela Anderson, she was all over the place. She's very short, by the way. By the way, and clothed. I did not see her without her clothes off. She did keep them clothed. Let's get, you know what, one more. This will be a fun one to get out of here. Don't want to take away from the Rangers talk, but who is your favorite MLB player to watch or interview on another team? That's interesting for you, Jeff. For me, it's probably been playing the home run game with those guys. And I've run into a lot of them who've been pretty funny who have played it, but you've interviewed more than I have probably doing stories or.
Yeah. I have not necessarily for a while. But I do like, and I guess this is kind of cheating. Well, I'm not going to say for any former Rangers cause that would be cheating. I really like Bobby Witt Jr. And I think he's a great player. And it dates to when he was in high school and, you know, his senior year at Colleyville Heritage in 2019. The Fort Worth newspaper wanted me to write a story on him leading up to the draft. And so I followed his playoff run. I only saw him play once because I was still covering the Rangers. But in one inning, he was the best high school player I'd ever seen. And, I love his dad. Great, great guy. I saw him at the airport, him and his wife, Lori, saw them Saturday night as I was getting ready to fly back from Arizona. I really like Bobby. He's a great player. Don't forget, he was Colleyville Heritage's closer. So he would play shortstop for five innings, then go in and close out the games at 93 to 95. So, I mean, this guy's a talent. I really like him. He wasn't a great interview at the time. just trying to think real quick of the, you know, best guys to interview.
I tell you what, Ryan Mountcastle and Adley Rutschman played the home run game, and they were both blast doing it.
Yeah.
Those guys are really funny to watch when they get that first question and realize what we're doing. They're like, oh, and then they really like it and do it. So was Bell, that Josh played Bell. For, yeah, Josh Bell for Jesuit. Really good. You know, we got one more good one we're going to have to answer to get out of here.
All right.
So you going with Bobby Witt Jr.? Was there anyone
else? Yeah, I'm going to go Bobby Witt Jr.
Last one, guys. We're going to cut it off, but this is a good one to ask. Will you be traveling to Cooperstown this year? I know you will.
I am going. Yes.
And I think I am. Kathy and I have talked about it. We've always wanted to see the Hall of Fame, and I thought this would be a perfect time and hopefully be able to get a credential for it and do that. We're going to try, but in either case, it'd be a great time to go. Jeff with Rangers Today will be there.
Yes.
And I'm about 90%, I could say safely 90% sure that John with Rangers Today will be there too, but I just may have to be like, you fans out there.
Got to figure out the travel because flights are already expensive to Albany and to Syracuse. Those are the two nearest airports. It may not be a bad idea to fly into LaGuardia and drive up.
Yeah.
Couple
hours.
Hartford. I flew into Hartford for Pudge. I think that might be an alternative. And then if not Hartford, then you're talking Boston, and that's probably a cheaper flight, but that's a long ass drive. So we'll see what happens. But I'm definitely going. And then you got to get accommodations. that's the next battle.
So it says Facebook user, so I don't know who it was, but he said, "Me too. See you there." For sure, let us know your name and we'll try to do that. Hey guys, listen, it looks like a total of about 35 people got on here. That's between Facebook and YouTube. This was a lot of fun to do this. Jeff and I have talked about this. We're going to try to do this a few times this year, in certain days off or maybe day games or something like that. We like days off too. So, but you know, we also have vacations, and our deal with Odyssey says 52, and these are fun. We like getting you guys involved to do that. And jump on here and ask the questions. I don't know who's going to be out there opening day. I don't know who's going to be out there the next couple of games. Jeff, you'll be out there at all three. I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be there opening day.
I'm not going to be there. I'll be there. I won't be there Sunday. I won't be there on Easter. I'm going to Colorado to see my mom for her birthday. So
I won't be there Sunday either. We might actually, I might try to get there Saturday for the rings just because they're going to do the rings. But in either case, guys, we love to know when you're out there. Give us a heads up. Tell us you're going to be out there. And I will certainly, it's harder for Jeff, but I can certainly get down and try to come say hi. Thanks to the Texas Rangers fan only. This was pretty neat to come on there. It's a pretty big Facebook group. Appreciate them coming on there. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button on the YouTube channel. We're already at 2,200 followers. That
are YouTube 20, followers? We're 2,300 now.
Yeah, 23. Let me make sure. I want to make sure you understand something. That's huge for what we do as subscribers, 2,300 subscribers to a YouTube channel. Jump on there and hit the subscribe button. It's totally free to do that. Jump on there and do it. We could use the subscribers. It's just more monetization for us as we move these videos further, and we get to keep bringing you this amazing content. Like I've said all along, Rangers Today, very cheap, $5.99 a month, 60 months for the year. Do a deal for $36.
$60 for the year. You said 60 months.
$60 for the year. And then we do $35 for a 6-month deal. Spring training's about over. Are you still offering your little?
Yeah, if somebody wants it for $48, I'll give it to them.
For $48, you'll get a year for $48. If you want to do it now, DM me, guys, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, you whatever, DM me. I will get you the link to do that so that you can get it for $48. Listen. There are three full-time outlets that cover the Texas Rangers and DFW. It's amazing that's all there is, but there's only three. And Jeff Wilson and Rangers Today is one of them, and they are cover the Rangers full-time. Jeff started this. I jumped on with him well before these guys were world champions. We've been here through the bad times and the good times, and Jeff's covered them since 2008. So, hey, yeah. It's been great. It's great coverage. We go from the bus leagues all the way up to the front office. We've had on everybody from, CY up at the top all the way down to scouts and assistant GMs.
Hey, we just had Wyatt Langford on.
Yes, twice. And this is the second time. We had him on right after we got
around here. All right. This isn't some rinky-dink operation.
No, we get him on and we have him on. Guys, it's been a pleasure. We thank you so much for joining us. For Jeff Wilson, I'm John Moore. Listen, we're going to be out there the next few days, and until then, we will see you at the yard.